More about the ancient sorcery system. Good and bad people, and the ancient sorcery system. The ways of the ancient sorcery system are different. I already explained many times about its origin. They mainly need the human feelings, immoral sex and cruelty, and they accumulate them and increase them steadily among all the population of this world. They have different methods for this purpose. Thus, the world goes towards an irreversible dead end. Marriage institution is the backbone of every religion, but unfortunately, in the end, the same backbone of religions will break totally. Then, the religions will exist merely for bloodshed and cruelty. The ancient sorcery system also needs one supportive human feeling, that is the feeling of human suffering. For that purpose, they torture both good and wicked people. No doubt, they need the feeling of bad qualities, but they also want from everybody the feeling of pain and torture. For this, they won't allow anybody live happily in this world. When hero suffers, the same coin produces a suffering for a villain as well. In the society, villains also suffer in many ways, but we generally do not care for them. The only difference we can find is in the feeling of suffering. Good people feel more, but the wicked people, due to their quality of cruelty, feel a little less. In another type, some suffer more in the childhood, but some others suffer in the other stages of life. Thus, from the family fights to the world wars, each fight is being influenced and arrayed by them. Therefore, the rules and ideas are different in ancient sorcery system. The ancient sorcery system and the hatred feeling. They create the fight within the family, fight between relatives, friends, castes, neighbors, different nations, different traditions, different sects, different religions, etc., and these are a few ideas used by that ancient sorcery system to increase hatred among people. They create more and more hatred from all such cases and accumulate them for their future purpose. This is their secret technique for increasing hatred among the people of this world. Dividing the people, and getting benefit out of it, is their game, and unity of people is their enemy all the time. The ancient sorcery system and the mental problems. The ancient sorcery system has been collecting the problematic mental feelings from the beginning of its formation. Without this accumulated stock of human disturbed feelings, derived at the time of different human mental problems, they cannot complete their main task of increasing the cruelty and immoral sex feeling in the society. There are two types of mental problems as far as ancient sorcery system is concerned. One is the real and obvious mental problems of human beings, and the other one is temporary mental problems. We know the first obvious type, but anger, jealousy, fear, doubt, perverted sex, conceit, feeling of sadness and excess happy feeling, etc., come under the temporary mental problems. They put a little mental disturbance bait on the human being, and take more, every time, from every individual. People think all these are natural and therefore give no attention to them. The real and obvious mental problems like madness, even including depression, are their special cases. Now, in some family line its frequency may be more, but in the future, we can see that every family line will face the same. Now, the only proof I can give you is the difference between the frequency of the mental problems in the ancient past and today. In ancient time it was almost zero, and today it is almost common. Now, the question raises that why it happened when this mental problem is not a contagious disease? mosquito or any kind of bacteria or virus cannot increase these problems, then, who increased them? Even the medical science did not discover its cause up to this time, and they also can't find it in the future. Sometimes this sorcery also invests more in the society and takes massive kickbacks. It happens in caste fights, religious and sectarian fights, and also in wars and world wars. There the hysteria of both cruelty and pain are at their peak. Thus, we can understand the connection between the ancient sorcery system and all mental problems. Ancient sorcery system and the marriage. I already mentioned that the marriage institution is a temporary concept and in the future it will be replaced with the free sex society. This influence is increasing on every individual on this planet. If people use the method of suppression to avoid this happening, then it will affect the people adversely and cause a severe landslide. Freedom can be used in two ways, one is for good and other is for bad deeds. Now, the only way of transcending that befalling danger is the great realization of the concept marriage. A slave cannot realize any truth because truth or religion begins with the concept of freedom. Thus, among great souls, we can't see any differences between man and woman. Here, gender is not considered the cause of either morality or immorality, but the broad-minded wisdom is only considered for the greatness of a person. I have been generating so many anti-sorcery concepts to get some kinds of solutions for incoming dangers, and I found that the anti-marriage virus or divorce virus is very powerful. These viruses have been created and massively stored under every religious background and this is growing very fast as well. Oh, this is really very unfortunate. This will fall heavily on every individual irrespective of one's religion or sect in the future. The frequency of divorces will increase, and finally, the sorcery will reach its ultimate end, the marriage-less society. This is only the matter of time and all religions will collapse totally then. I am so bothered in this respect, and for this purpose, I am experimenting to get a spiritual solution as well. I have been generating the anti-divorce concept even with the help of my own married relationship concept. I dared this idea, though with an exclusive spiritual strategy, only for reviving the base of the religion, which is on its way to extinction. The massive solution for this is possible only when we promote the greatness of marriage and its relationship. For this, people must sublime themselves into the sacred orbit of the great chaste life of ideal couple. If this is possible, then only any religion will survive in the future, otherwise in the future, wild human beings will live in the city forests without the religion and the civilization. The human thought and imagination, and the ancient sorcery system. Most of their network system contains unbelievable psychic programming. I am not going to tell all of them because nobody can digest it. Above all, I cannot prove directly my claims, though I am following an indirect method for that purpose. Now, I am revealing here one more technique of that ancient sorcery, in addition to those techniques already said. We think that our mental calculations are our own, but they are not ours. All the human attitudes and behaviors are directly but very secretly controlled by those sorcery beings. This should sound foolish to most of the people, but unfortunately, this is the truth. Human beings are being led by those ancient sorcery subtle beings. They are hiding in the very secret places within the human body and mind. The human body is the puppet in the hands of those beings. Human behavior and human feelings are influenced by them. They systematically but constantly reduce the good character from the human mind. The most dangerous one among them is forcing the human beings to mistake the religion and God, and thus converting the sources of good into deadly bad qualities like hatred and fanaticism. The consequence is that the very great source of goodness, God, is destroyed. That sorcery's puppets, the human beings, ignorantly follow the secret orders given by those sorcery powers within their minds. This tends people to mistake the religious life or the great life for fanatic hatred, conversion, and butchering of human beings.